This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There is, of course, global news, not of the business or economic kind, and so not for us right now. We will instead begin where our brief picks up, which is today in Redmond, Washington. Microsoft said this morning it's going to let go of 14% of its workforce, 18,000 workers all told over the next year, by far the biggest layoff in that company's history. Culture. The business experts will tell you, trumps corporate strategy every single time. So what happens in a culture when massive layoffs arrive in what is a notoriously layoff-averse company? Marketplace's Stacey Vanek-Smith has that story.
Laying people off used to be part of Sarah Grant's job.
I hated it. First time I did it, I cried like a baby after it was over.
Grant used to work in HR on Wall Street. Now she's a professor at NYU's Wagner School of Public Service. She says the best thing Microsoft can do is be as clear as possible about when layoffs will happen and when announcements will come. Otherwise, panic and rumors can take over.
And of course, everybody's going to think the worst. Everybody will think that they're the ones going to be laid off.
Microsoft said it's moving now to eliminate 13,000 of the 18,000 jobs it plans to cut. The remaining 5,000 cuts will be announced over the next 6 months. That's going to be a tough half year, says Stanford professor Robert Sutton.
That period of uncertainty and confusion tends to be the biggest problem. So that's what management needs to deal with, because this is the period of time where it's going to be, frankly, the period of hell, but you know when it ends.
Sutton says how a company handles layoffs can play a big role in its future.
The research is actually that when management provides unpredictability, they do a good job of communicating why this was necessary. They give people some control over how the process happens, and they show some compassion that the negative effects on the culture are actually much reduced.
The most important thing for Microsoft? Sticking to its timetable, says Sutton. He says the worst thing the company could do for morale and productivity is to drag out these layoffs. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.